I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Tonight, we finally met her honey, and she makes you ha-ha, laugh, funny. It's Watch What Happens Live with Teresa Giudice and Z-Way now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun, MCAC.
Hey, everybody. Hey, guys. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, on Jersey finale night with a comedian who never beats around the bush and a tree. My first guest is a Real Housewife of New Jersey who probably spiked pineapple sales nationwide. Please welcome Teresa Giudice. Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
Great
Hi,
to see you. And not only is she an iconic guest on this show, but she's officially an iconic host of her own show. Z-Way airs Sunday nights at 11 on Showtime. Teresa's getting a touch up. Hey, Z-Way.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh my God, I'm very excited that you're here. Z-Way, I have to assume, as a huge Housewives fan, being on with Teresa, it's like the mother load here.
This is the OG of New Jersey, and I'm honored to be in your presence. I feel like I'm with a soprano, you know, it's really humble.
Teresa, what can you tease to Z-Way about the Housewives vacation you were just on? With Ooh. Melissa and Kyle and Kenya and Ramona.
Well, you're going to be surprised who gets along and who doesn't.
Really? Who were you? Let me ask you this. Going into the vacation, who were you most concerned about?
No one.
No one?
Yeah.
I mean, well, you didn't. I mean, who were you thinking? I may not get along with this person.
No one.
Oh boy. What did you?
I swear. I mean, who do you want me to say? Everybody.
No, I know. No, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
All right. Who do you think I wouldn't get along with?
I thought that maybe you and Ramona maybe wouldn't get along. That was at the beginning what I was thinking, but we'll see what happens.
I mean, you need to watch a little bit of that.
Yeah, okay. Teresa, what did you think of Margaret calling Joe a chauvinist?
I mean, that's her opinion. I mean, you know, that's what she thinks. I mean, I don't think my brother's a chauvinist.
Z-Way, what did you think?
He has a lot of antiquated ideas about women, and I think they should have given Dolores a break because she's perfect.
Right. Well, when it comes to the art of
confrontation,
of confrontation, Teresa's good. She's not easily offended until she is. When it comes to the art of confrontation, there's only one group of professionals who can rival Z-Way's skill. The Real Housewives, it's time for Z-Way or No Way. I'm going to run through recent confrontational moments we have seen on Bravo. Z-Way, tell us if you're fine with them. So Ramona confusing the names of her staff and calling them the help.
A long list of problematic things that Ramona frequently does, yes.
Hannah and Dez boning all over the house, including Amanda and Kyle's bathroom.
I mean, how big was that bathroom? I wouldn't want to have sex in a bathroom anyway. I don't approve. Sorry, Hannah.
Jackie using Gia's name in a negative way for an analogy.
Not cool. Not cool. Leave Gia out of this. She seems like a lovely girl.
Kenya's determination to prove Portia hooked up with Bolo.
Okay, this is two-sided because at first I was team Portia because you shouldn't sex shame, but I mean the news that has broken, I don't know where to begin.
Yeah, well, what do you think of the news that broke?
Messy. Because, you know, Fallon was introduced as Portia's friend. I love a Portia Luther King, but I don't know what this Jezebel spirit is happening. I don't know.
Back to Summer House, Hannah and Paige considering a DM from a psychic to be a legitimate receipt that Lindsay and Luke had sex.
It was out of nowhere. Out of nowhere.
What did you think of Drew's gag gift in the $1,000 white elephant gift exchange?
Oh, she was being rude, but I did love her headshot. That was awesome.
Right.
So like Drew, hate Drew, half and half.
Back to Jersey, Joe Gorga accusing Melissa of being too focused on her career and forgetting about him.
I don't get it. It seems like it's cool to have two streams of income. God bless. I wish I had that.
What did you think of Jackie's public refusal to give her husband, Evan, a blowjob? Thank you very much, Z-Way. She says, no way. Teresa, Melissa said that even you would never put yourself back in an old school relationship like hers with Joe. But there's always room for your input in theirs. I want your thoughts on their marriage, okay? It's time for Joeing Stones. Teresa, what's an example of a way that Louis treats you that you think your brother could learn from?
Oh my God, this is such a hard question. Because I don't really know their relationship, Andy. Like, why
you don't
do you
know Joe and Melissa's
like
relationship?
No, I don't. I mean, I see it like on the surface, but I'm not behind closed doors with them. Like, I don't know what happens, you know.
Do you think that Joe, do you think Melissa earning her own money makes Joe insecure?
No, I think my brother likes that because otherwise she wouldn't be on the show. She's on the show and she, you know, she adds to the income. And he's all about that too, because he's part of it also.
Do you agree with Frank Catania that Joe Gorga was born broken?
Frank says, no.
No.
I don't think my brother was born broken.
You think Melissa could be doing something to ease Joe's fear that she's growing out of him?
Yeah, she should just give him more attention. My brother and I were very affectionate people. And by just touching him and being all over him, I mean, that's how they used to be. Maybe they're not like that so much now, maybe. I don't know, because they've been married like a while. Maybe she needs to go back to how she was when they first were together.
And have some more brown chicka brown chow.
Exactly. Yes. Round chicken, round, round, yeah.
Well, thank you, Teresa. You know, when Teresa lost her cool over Jackie's blow analogy earlier this season, she added to a long line of blow-ups on The Real Housewives of Jersey. Let's score a few with rate that treasonous behavior. I'm going to run through moments when Teresa lost it. We are all going to rate them 1 through 10. 10 being the craziest on our whiteboards. Let's see the first one. Roll it.
You know what Posh stands for? Piece of sh**.
Like you. Like who you are.
Home record every day.
I don't care about you. Goodbye.
I would love to grab you by the back of your
Okay. Okay. Z-Way gives this a 10. I'm giving it a 9. Tree gives it a 10 also. Okay. Very
the
good.
Alliteration.
Okay.
Alliteration.
Here is Teresa versus Caroline. Let's see.
Look at yourself. We have three roles: blubber, blubber, and blubber.
And you know what?
Thank you.
I wear them proud.
With a tummy tuck, you couldn't walk for 4 months because you were hunched over.
Okay, I didn't care for this one because it was like fat shaming. Z-Way didn't either, and Teresa doesn't either. Teresa, you feel bad about that one.
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. I love that. Okay, this clip is called Shoving the Boss. I wonder what it is.
Do not wake up my family, you you motherfucker! You are a piece of garbage.
I mean, Teresa gives it a 0. Z-Way gave it a 10. I give it a 5. I don't even know what to say about it. Okay, here's another one.
I didn't mean to do that.
I know. Andy, we've discussed it. I know. I love you back. Okay, here's Teresa versus Joe Gorga.
No, I'm done with
you. That's right. See you later. Don't talk about my wife.
Go scratch.
You're obsessed with my wife.
Joe, you're obsessed with my husband. Keep crying, because you're
a
coward.
Man.
Okay, I give this one a 6. Z-Way gives it a 4, and Tree gives it a 0. Yeah, you didn't like that one. Okay, Glass Smash. I don't know where this Glass Smash was. Let's see.
I'm fuming right now.
If it's true, not that it's true.
Who repeats that?
Okay. I give it an 8. I don't know. Z-Way gives it a 5. Tree gives it a 8. Okay, very good.
Wow.
Last one. I don't have to tell you what the last one is. Just roll it.
I mean, I've
seen this clip
prostitution
more than
whore. You are gay 19 times. You fucking bitch.
Oh my God.
Tens across the board for the table flip. And that is the number one. It just beats out Posh by a hair. Let's go to our virtual audience. Olivia's got a question for Teresa.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
You look amazing.
Olivia.
Hi, you look amazing tonight. We love you. We have a question for you.
Thank you.
Teresa, do you think your brother Joe is in the wrong for calling Dolores broken?
Yes. I mean, you have to, did you guys watch the finale tonight? You did, right?
Yeah.
And I kind of said that they were broken, and I didn't mean it in a, you know, negative way. I meant like they have a problem, and I guess that's the wrong choice of words. So I said the same thing.
Okay.
It was like that bad to say that.
Okay.
To my brother, Melissa, and it was wrong.
Deirdre has a question for Z-Way. Deirdre, what's your question?
Yes.
Hi, Z-Way.
Hi.
Love your eyeliner.
Oh my gosh,
so where did you get the idea to film a focus group of Karens for your new show?
Yes.
And why did you include Ramona in the montage of angry white women?
I included Ramona Singer in the montage of angry white women because, you know, she didn't want to wear a mask during the last reunion. She has a lot of strong opinions about Mar-a-Lago. I thought she was appropriate. And the idea for Karen convention comes from the fact that I know a bunch of women named Karen who hate the derogatory word, I suppose. I don't know.
Very good. Okay.
They're ashamed of it, and so they want to change their names, and I find that very funny.
Right. Okay, well, Teresa may be attracted to Louis' intelligence, but brains don't matter if he doesn't know his ABCs, 1, 2, 3s. So joining us for our next game is, who could that be? It's Louis. How you doing, Louis?
Hey, good, how are you?
Oh my God, this is very exciting.
Hey,
Louis, you're here just in time for the Louis Wed game. Louis, I'm going to quiz you on Teresa's facts. Z-Way, guess if Louis will get each answer right, then Louis's going to give his answer and Teresa will reveal whether he's right or wrong. What could ever go wrong? Okay, which love language is more important to Teresa? Physical touch or words of affirmation? Z-Way, is he going to get this?
He's gonna get this.
And what do you think it is, Z-Way?
Teresa loves
Touch.
You think it's touch. Louie, what's the answer?
It's physical touch.
Teresa? Yay, she loves to be touched. Okay, next question. What is Teresa's favorite meal to prepare for a romantic date? Z-Way, do you think he'll know?
I think he'll know.
Louie?
For a romantic date, these days it's Asian kawa in a movie, but I'd say steak pizziola.
Teresa?
Wow.
He got it right. Oh, oh I want you to make me that. Okay. Teresa.
You got it.
Okay. On a scale from 1 to 10, what would Teresa say her freak number is? Z-Way, what do you think her freak number is?
To 15. That pineapple juice, all of that is freaking.
Okay. Louie, what is her freak number?
She loves letting the freak flag fly, so I'd say a 10.
Wow, Teresa? 6 or 7? Okay, you didn't match on this one. Okay, right. Here's a good question. What cut of diamond is...
My daughters are watching.
Yeah, that's what I figured. What cut of diamond is Teresa's favorite for an engagement ring? Round, emerald, cushion, oval, radiant, or pear? Z-Way, what do you think it is?
And not, is princess cut an option?
I don't know that that was an option.
Emerald.
You think... You
pear.
Think, emerald. Oh, and you say pear, and Teresa, what is
pear.
It? Oval, Louie, you better get that right. Okay.
Yes, why okay. Did you get that right?
Who does Teresa trust more with a secret?
Wait, a pear, you eat it, and oval is what I want to wear on my finger.
Yes, we got it. Okay, who does Teresa trust more with a secret? Dolores or Melissa? What do you think the answer is, Z-Way?
It's obviously Dolores.
Okay, Louie, what's the answer?
I'd say Dolores.
Teresa? Dolores. Okay, you got it right. Last.
And I would trust Melissa too.
Okay, yeah, well, you didn't. Okay, last question. Z-Way, which of Louie's physical attributes is Teresa's favorite? Z-Way, what do you think it is?
I think it's going to be his arms.
Okay, Louie, what do you think it is?
Triceps.
Okay, Teresa, it is...
I mean, I do love his triceps, but love his lips.
You love
even
his
more.
Lips. Wow. Oh my God. Wow. Brown chicken, brown chicken.
Yes, his lips.
Brown chicken.
I always do tell him I love his triceps.
Wow. Louie,
show them your triceps.
Louie, what do you like most about Teresa? What do you love most about Teresa, Louie?
Her heart. Oh. But is it a body part? A body part?
Did anything you saw... Yeah, what's your favorite body part of hers?
Her ass.
And is there anything that you saw from the Housewives of Jersey that made you nervous about dating Teresa?
You mean the screaming, the flipping tables?
Maybe.
And all that? No.
All right. Okay.
Teresa's amazing.
Okay. Well, thanks, Louie. More to come from you. Look forward to seeing more of you. Thanks for doing this. Z-Way, Nathaniel texted and said, since you mentioned Kim Kardashian would be your dream guest, what would be the most pressing question you would ask her?
I can't. I'm saving that for when I interview her one day soon.
Okay.
I like that.
Very good. Very good. Teresa likes it. Teresa, how did you find the reunion, Teresa?
I thought the reunion went really well. So I can't wait for everybody to watch it. It was really good.
Okay. Well, we will be staying tuned for that. That starts next Wednesday. It is time for Watch What Happens 5. This season of Jersey has drawn to a close. So like we're Marge picking out shirts for Joe Bonino. It's time to review the material. I am counting down the top 5 lessons we learned from this season of Jersey. At number 5, break down her preferences for dogs over men all you want, but Dolores is most definitely not broken. Our number four lesson is that Frank Sr. is a man of many skills, but the man cannot golf.
Oh my God.
This is why I don't play golf.
Now we know. Teresa gave us our nutritional number three lesson. You can never eat too much pineapple. Right, Z-Way?
Right.
Right.
At number two, even Tarzan appreciates a trimmed vine. Joe Gorga manscapes his butt. Good to know. And let me be literal and direct about the number one lesson we learned from this season of Jersey. Don't give Teresa an analogy. And don't add Gia's name to it. Thank you, ladies, for renovating and elevating our minds. I want to thank Teresa and Z-Way for being here. Tomorrow night, Busy Phillips and Amber Ruffin are here at 10:15 after Million Dollar Listing New York. Let's go to our after show now on Twitter Live. Thank you so much, ladies. Awesome. Nom, 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 nom.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, we're back. We got Teresa Giudice. We got Z-Way. Z-Way's show is on Sundays. It's on Showtime Sundays at 11. So excited. What was your takeaway from Fran Lebowitz?
Fran Lebowitz is an icon who could talk for a day uninterrupted. She has so much to say and so much to offer. Truly.
What was your takeaway from Ebony K. Williams, Z-Way?
Ebony K. Williams is a ball of energy. She was at my soft premiere party, and she lights up a room. She has a lot of energy.
And I'm assuming you're happy to see her on the show, on New York.
Yeah, I mean, her saying "I can't be Toni Morrison in this bitch." Wow, talk about African American studies cultural critique. It was brilliant.
Anyone else in the audience have any questions? Raise your hand if you do. The woman on the right, top right, Rocco, who is flailing wildly. Hello.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
Okay, Teresa, I have a question for you. Jacqueline Larita was recently on Watch What Happens Live, and she kind of sort of hinted that she would be open to speaking with you again. If you had the opportunity, would you speak to her?
I guess I would. Yes, I would.
Wow, that was
an endorsement.
Yeah. That was passionate.
No, I mean, you know, listen, that was she was my best friend, and that was really traumatic for me. It really was. I never felt I felt betrayed. And that really hurt me really bad. I felt like it was a really bad divorce.
Yeah.
I have to say,
you guys were seriously best friends.
From a friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were. So she just hurt me really bad. And I'm a very loyal person. So I felt very betrayed. But I'm over that now. It's been so many years. And if I saw her, you know.
If you were ever in Vegas, you think you two could have a drink?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Film that.
Wow.
I would love to see it. I would love to see it.
By the way, Teresa, did you see Gia on the kids special?
Yes.
She was so good, wasn't she?
Yeah, she's amazing. She really is.
It was fun seeing she and Albie and Chris together, too.
Yeah, I know. They're like, you're all grown up, you know?
Yeah.
And she is, yeah.
Yeah. All right, I want to thank Teresa. I want to thank Z-Way. For more, click around bravotv.com. Thank you,
guys.
Audience. That was a lot of fun.
Nice to meet you, Z-Way.
Nice to meet you, Teresa.
Nice to meet you.
Thank
thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.